Hello, I'm John Francis.
And I'm Marianne Penn.
In this part of Chatterbox, we'll have further news items from the Norwich Evening News, Information Desk, and a second feature which ponders on the flooding potential of the River Wensum.
We start the section with items that would appeal to wine and food lovers. A local winemaker claims that he has bottled the UK's best ever vintage, and a local restaurant is nominated for a national award for dumplings. We are also told of changes in restaurants. A MasterChef finalist opened an Italian restaurant, a wine bar in the mall not reopening, and the fear of another restaurant having to close.
So first, the maker of one of the best white wines in the world reckons this year's vintage is going to be a record for England after last year's baking hot summer. Lee Dyer of Winbury Vineyard in Sirlingham said the hot British summer last year produced grapes that, when harvested, were so perfect in size and shape they actually looked fake. The result is that he's forecasting the best vintage ever in the history of English grape growing. He said, "I know we haven't got a long history of producing wine in England, but since its resurgence, this is the best we've ever seen. It's possibly going to be a 1 in 100 vintage, which you might never get to see again in a lifetime. The quality of the grape, its flavour and profile was just perfect. When we processed them, they looked like they were fake, as usually you get a little bit of scarring, but this crop was just perfect." Mr. Dyer, who says he's invested £1 million in his business, has 52,000 vines over 33 acres, which he extended in 2017 to triple the production of his award-winning Bacchus, which was named the best single varietal white wine by the Decanter World Wine Awards last year. He'll produce about 70,000 bottles of wine this year, including the Bacchus, an aromatic dry white with deep flavour, as well as a rosé, but having done many taste tests and now bottling, he knows he's on to another winner. "Purely in the job of research," he says, "I've been test-tasting, and that's the hardship of my job. I work 80 to 100 hours a week, 7 days a week, but it's not work to me. I just love it." He said last year's summer was perfect for the vines planted in 2010, which are now going to be producing this year's wine. Mr. Dyer was inundated with requests to supply wine and from people wanting to buy his vineyard after the success of his Bacchus, and he's currently hoping to secure another deal with a major supermarket, but he can't say any more at this stage.
Baby Buddha Chinese Tea House, located in Burr Street, is one of the finalists in the Best Dumpling Award category at the Golden Chopsticks Awards 2019. The awards were founded in 2017 by TV presenter Gok Wan, managing director of Sihu UK, Lucy Mitchell, and food and drink PR and communication specialist Sarah Lewis. Baby Buddha, which has been in the city for 10 years, is run by Ying Kit Gnai. All the dumplings are made fresh at the restaurant by his father, Yuk Sun. Yuk Sun moved to Norwich in his 20s and learned how to make dim sum at the 5-star Peninsula Hotel in Hong Kong. Ying Kit Gnai said, "My parents ran the Win Lee Takeaway in Porringland when I was growing up, and after I graduated, we decided to open a Chinese restaurant ourselves. Dim sum means touch of the heart, and it is like sushi and is an overall name for the style of eating and includes buns and dumplings. We have over 40 on our menu. Among the buns on offer are king prawn dumplings, pork and prawn bean curd rolls, and the dessert dim sum includes custard cream sweet buns." Baby Buddha is up against London restaurants Din Chai Fung, Dumpling Shack, and Yuk Cha Cha for the prize, which is voted for by the public. Ying Kit Gnai added, "We have been established for 10 years. Before we started, people weren't that familiar with dim sum, but we get people coming in to have a taste of something they might not have tried before. The independent scene in Norwich has gone very well over the last few years, whether it is a restaurant, takeaway, or Norwich Market. We won't be disappointed if we don't get the prize, as it is like we've won anyway. There are 22 categories in the Golden Chopsticks Awards, including Best Restaurant, Best Takeaway, and Best Noodle Dish. The awards ceremony takes place on April the 29th in London.
A MasterChef finalist is set to open a new Italian restaurant in Norwich. Oliver Boone, who made the top three on the 2012 series of the BBC show MasterChef The Professionals, is bringing Bernoulli to the city this summer. The restaurant will replace the Italian cafe Presto at 5 Orford Street when the owner Robert Cimelli retires at the end of March. Mr. Boone, who's 29, has just moved to Cromer from London and decided to open in Norwich as it's his favourite place in the area. Mr. Boone said the restaurant is meant to be simple, rustic Italian food with a focus on quality ingredients, with good pasta, cheeses and nice bread. He said it'll have a casual feel and will be open from midday until 10 p.m. each day, and people can just pop in for a cup of coffee in the day or a glass of wine at night.
A tapas restaurant in the city centre could soon close and become a house after its owner said a lack of passerby and growing number of chain eateries have left it unviable. Norwich City Council approved a change of use bid from Barndean Restaurants to turn East 26 at 26 Exchange Street into 2- or 3-bedroom home. In planning papers, owner Jeremy King said, the current trading situation for independent restaurants is challenging. Many have closed over the last few years within the city centre. He said the restaurant's lack of roadside presence meant passing trade was virtually non-existent. The influx in larger chain-operated restaurants has greatly impacted the smaller independent businesses, he said. The restaurant shares a courtyard with a sister eatery, the Iron House, which would remain open. Employees working at the restaurant can work in either, and it is proposed that the opening hours in the Iron House would be extended to allow all members of the staff to work there. In a report recommending the application to be approved, Council Officer Catherine Brumpton said planning decisions should promote the long-term viability and viability of centres and its vitality by allowing them to respond to rapid changes in the real and leisure industries, including allowing a suitable mixture of uses such as housing. And a heritage officer said the harm caused to the special architectural and historic interest of the listed building is minimal.
Yet more restaurant news. The wine cafe Vino closed less than 4 months after opening in the Castle Mall, but since its demise at the end of January, signs on the unit have stated Vino is closed temporarily. We will be reopening again soon. But a spokesman for the cafe, which specialises in after-work drinking with appetisers, confirmed the closure was not temporary. It definitely won't be reopening. We do look at all options, which is why the signs are first put up. The Norwich Vino was one of the handful of franchises run by the company nationwide, and the spokeswoman added they were not in touch anymore with the person who had taken the franchise over. It comes as Castle Mall has announced various new units opening, including delightful desserts, offering ice creams, crepes, cookie doughs and milkshakes, and Moya Bubble Tea, selling the Asian delicacy and Japanese bakery goods. A spokeswoman for Castle Mall said, 2 new additions to the centre, Delightful Desserts and Moya Bubble Tea, are both opening in April. And together with the imminent arrival of Super Bowl UK and Pure Gym this summer, Castle Mall continues to add to its offer to meet changing consumer demands and to stay relevant to the people of Norwich.